This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. A new report shows hate crimes on the rise, and Jeffrey Bennett is the web producer for News and Notes. He joins me now to talk about this and more. Hey, Jeffrey.
Hey, what's up, Farai?
Well, there's this report out this week from the FBI. It says that hate crimes rose last year, that racial prejudice accounts for more than half of those crimes. I see it's a hot topic on our blog, so what are folks writing about it?
Yeah, according to that report, instances of hate crimes were up by 8% in 2006. Now, one of our readers, Paul Maurice Martin, wrote, "The increase intuitively makes sense. It would go with the increasingly divisive tone of public discourse these days, if actions tend to follow words." Another reader who goes by the handle C wrote, "History has taught that during bad or stressful times, people get scared. As our economic times get worse, proportionally these crimes will also."
Now, on the show last week, we also covered a poll about African Americans and racial identity. It was released by the Pew Research Center. So how did people react to that one?
Right. There were lots of stats in that report, which was said to have found a values gap in Black America divided by class. Our friend Moji Odorinde posted a comment that reads, "Part of the poll seems too broad an analysis to really be conclusive. But I do agree on the part that Blacks have lost confidence in leaders within the community, like the NAACP not having new and impactful ways to reach a younger generation." Another reader named Leon didn't get what all the fuss was about. He wrote, "Education and economics have always played a major role in evolving social groups. It's only natural that educated Black folks who developed a sense of the world grew tired of the inner city Black box." So that conversation is still ongoing.
So, like millions of people, I will be traveling today, the busiest travel day of the year. Is there any help on the web for weary travelers?
Well, yeah, folks who are driving should check sites like beatthetraffic.com that give real-time views of traffic congestion, and sites like Google Maps and Yahoo Maps do that as well. People who are braving the airport should, of course, check their respective airline websites to check for flight delays. And the website flyfaa.gov can give you real-time information about backups at your local airport. And if you're not in front of a computer, you can do what I do. I text Google at no additional cost. You enter the flight delay, enter the flight number and the airline name, and send it to 46645, or G-O-O-G-L, Google. And in a couple of seconds, you get a text back with all you need to know.
Wow. Huh. All right. Well, finally, this Friday, retailers across the country will be offering up doorbuster deals in order to draw people in. There's something similar on the web, right?
Yeah, it's called Cyber Monday. It's the Monday following Black Friday. And folks who want to avoid the crowds can find great deals online. Shop.org, it's a site that studies retailing trends, says 75% of web retailers are going to offer deals next week. And there's their website, cybermonday.com, that lists some of them. And so all the websites I've mentioned can be found on our blog, News and Views.
All right. Well, Jeffrey, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Jeffrey Bennett is the web producer for News and Notes, and he joined me in our studios at NPR West.